当に約束を破るぐらいにすることはとても勇気のいることでもある。
So, Martha is good and Mary is
ですから考えてしまうのは、ま、あのマルタはいい、
bad. マリアは悪い、like, really, really bad. She's doing something that she should not be doing.
ですからマリアはするべきことじゃないことをしている。
So, let's see what happens next.
どうでしょう、次。
Let's read. But Martha was being distracted by much serving.
ところがマルタは接待のことで忙しくして心を飛び出していた。
So now what's happening?
どうでしょう?
So what's your impression of Martha? A little bit has been added here.
ね、マルタはちょっと新しい展開ですね。
It says she's being distracted by much serving.
疲ることで心が取り乱していたっていう。
Anybody, is your impression of Martha changing or she's still okay?
まだ皆さん、マルタの印象どうですか？いい感じですか？マルタさん、いい感じ。
Anybody?
どうでしょうか？
Okay, she's a hard worker.
マリアさんですね。
She's really, really focusing on the serving. That's what's distracting her, right? A good thing.
いいことにでも彼女は心を取り乱している。
Well,
いいことだけど。
We can read this really quickly, but this is going on and on.
でもこれは繰り返してると、ちょっと私たちはあの確認した人がいくつもあるんですね。
No, in the reality, in that place, there's time passing.
でもこの時に時間がどんどん過ぎていって、これが変わらないんです。
Again and again, she's being distracted.
何度も何度も、いろんなことで彼女は心が取り乱されている。
And she just is distracted by the serving.
ね、疲れることで心が乱れてしまっているという。
In this word distraction, there's not only a idea of taking her focus.
これはですね、心が飛び乱れるということ、私たちが焦点が外れるということが。
There's also another part of this word that maybe we don't notice in the English.
英語ではピッとこない言葉なんですけど、でも考えてみるとそれは。
In this word distraction is also a feeling of being very worried and anxious.
飛び乱しているという言葉の裏側にあるのは、本当に不安であるというか心配であるということです。
So again, what was she being distracted by?
何で彼は。
What was it? Somebody help me out. By serving, she's being distracted by a good thing.
接待と良いことによって心が取り乱されている。
So now the reader is really confused.
ですから読んでる人はですね、と思うんですね。
I mean, serving was really, really highly regarded in her culture.
彼女の文化的な背景では良いこととしてこれを見られていました。
So she's being distracted by something that should be good.
良いことによって心が取り乱していた。
And then we've got Mary sitting at Jesus' feet and listening, which she should not have been doing.
イエス様のそばで聞いてるんですけど、それはあるべき姿ではなかったです、マリア。
And the whole thing is just shocking.
ですから、この状況は、ね、驚くことがい
っぱいあるんですね。So how many of you have been shocked when you read verse 40?
ですけど、どうでしょう、皆さんこの40節見て、あ、なんだこれって思いました。
So, yeah, probably not. Me neither.
でもね、多分皆さんピンとこなかったと、私もそうです。
So it's important sometimes to read the Bible slowly and kind of soak it in.
私は本当にゆっくり聖書を読み味わうことは大切なんですね。
So let's think for a minute. What is she being distracted from? She's being distracted by serving, but what is she being distracted from?
何をからできなかったんでしょうか。実際接待によってですけど、何から彼女は離れてしまったんでしょうか。
Let's read.Help me out. And approaching him, she said, this is Martha, Lord, don't you care? Is it not a concern to you that my sister has abandoned me alone to serve, to make the preparations? Therefore, tell her that she should come and help me.
マルタはイエスのところに来て言った。主よ、妹が私だけに接待させているのを何とも思いになりませんか。私の接待をするように妹におっしゃってください。
How many of you have ever asked, God, don't you care?
皆さんどうでしょう。神様は私のことを心配してくれないの。
Don't you see I'm in a really bad situation here?
今大変だよ。何とかしてください。
Aren't you going to help me out?
ね、神様は私を助けてくれ
ないんですか。Aren't you concerned about me?
私のこと心配じゃないですか。
Don't you care?
私のことを思ってらっしゃらないんですか。っていうようなことありませんか。
when we ask that question, if that question has come up in our heart, it should be like red lights flashing. Red lights flashing and sirens just ringing out. And the message should be, you're in trouble. If we ask Jesus, don't you care? That's a sign saying you're in trouble. Because Jesus does care. Jesus is concerned. And if we start to think he doesn't, that's telling us there's something wrong here. Now, this word for concern has two meanings, two parts to the meaning. One part is that you should consider something, you should think about it. So, she's asking, isn't it a concern of you that my sister? So she's saying, Jesus, think about Mary. And the second part of this word is make the right response. So think about something. And the second thing is make the right response. Do something about it. So Martha is not just telling Jesus to think about Mary. Because Jesus should notice. But just in case he didn't, Martha's helping him out. And now, just in case Jesus doesn't know what the right response is supposed to be, Martha tells him. Do you ever do that? We don't just bring something up to God. We command him what he should do about it.
And
let's read the next part. But answering the Lord, let's start again. But answering the Lord said to her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things.
主は答えて言われた。マルタよ、マルタよ、あなたは多くのことに心を配って思い煩っている。
So, in this place at dinner time,
この夕食の時にですね、
and also in the gospel, the way it's written,
福音書が書かれている状況を見ている時に、
the whole thing is suddenly slowed down.
急に突然すべてのことがゆっくりになります。
Martha is hectic, she's running around, she's just really, really busy about serving. And the whole thing is just slow down. So the way it's written does that, but also the way Jesus' response does that. So first he says, Martha, Martha.
And you know,
this is the famous part of the passage, right? Martha, Martha.
Martha.
But what does that mean?
Did
Jesus really say, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things? Did he say it like that?
It
doesn't tell us, but first he says, Martha, Martha. Now, in this time, repeating someone's name is not something that they did to scold somebody.
この時代にですね、人の名前を二度言うときには、その人を責めるために言えるん
ですね。Repeating someone's name was like an invitation to remember the relationship that I have with you.
関係を再確認するようなそういう意味合いなんですね。
Remember how much I care about you.
私はあなたのことこんなに心配だということで言葉を名前を繰り返しているん
ですね。ジワン、
ジワン、ジワンさんっていうようにこういうこうあなたのことを思ってるよっていう言い方でまたやまたやってるんですね。ジェミーさんよ、ジェミーさんよっていうふうに。
In those words of saying the name twice, it's like, I care about you so much. Did you forget about that? Did you forget the relationship that we have? And then Jesus continues. He says, You're anxious and troubled about many things.
あなたは多くのことに心を配って思い煩っている。
Martha, you've really gotten distracted.
あなたはいろんなことに思い煩っている。
You're not just serving.
本当にただ接待使えてるんじゃなくて、
You're anxious and troubled about it.
何か心配事、心配になっちゃったね。
How about you guys?
どうでしょう。皆さんそういうことありませんか。
Are you doing a lot of stuff?
何かいっぱいいろんなことやってて。
Doing a lot of stuff is not bad. But are you anxious and troubled about what you're doing? Let's read the next one. He says, But one thing is needed, for Mary chose the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.
しかし、なくてならぬものは多くはない。いや、一つだけである。マリはその良い方を選んだのだ。そしてそれは彼女から取り去ってはならないものである。
Jesus says, one thing is needed.
で、それですね。たった一つのことが必要である。
Just one.
たった一つ。
How about in your life?
どうでしょう。私たち皆さんの生活の中で。
How about in my life?
私の生活の中でどうでしょうか。
How many things are on the list of needed?
これが必要っていうもののリストはいくつありますか?
I need to do this.
私はこれをする必要があるのか?
I need to get that.
私はこれを買う必要があるのか?
I need.
私はこれが必要っていうリストがいっぱいありませんか?
It's taking away our peace.
それによって私の平安が
But Jesus says, one thing is needed. Just to sit at Jesus' feet. Just to soak in His love. Just to remember how much He cares.
皆様は私たちのことをどれだけ気にかかってくださっているかということを実際にそれを味わうことなんですね。
It's so easy for us to get distracted.
本当に私たちはさまざまなことで気が、いろんなことに行ってしまいます。
So as we're just starting the second half of this year, as I said, I want to do a spiritual checkup.
本当に4月になって半年したときに私たちは自分たちの霊的な健康診断をしたいと思うんですね。
Are you growing in your relationship with Jesus Christ?
イエス様との関係が深まってますか?強まってますか?
Because living things should grow.
私たちがもし生きているなら生きているものは成長すべきであります。
When living things don't grow,
成長しないときには
they start to rot.
それはですね、ひょっとしたら腐り始めてしまうかもしれないんです。
And if your life is starting to exhibit a bad smell, just figuratively speaking, if something stinks, because after rotting comes death.
私たちが腐り始めて、匂い始めると、その後に私たちは本当に死にを直面する必要がある。
Paul said it like this.
パウロはこのように言っています。
Therefore, we do not lose heart.
ですから私たちは心を見失わない。
So outwardly we are wasting away.
私の外面的なものは過ぎ去るけれども。
Yet inwardly our inner person is being renewed day after day.
新しくされるというんですね。日々新たにされるということをパウロは言っています。
So I just want to ask you today, how's your inner person?
考えたいのは、私の心の状態、内なる人はどうでしょう？新しくなってますか？
It's really easy for us to just look at the fruit.
私たちは実を見るってことが簡単にできることもあるん
ですけど、 But looking at the fruit is only to check.We shouldn't be desiring the fruit. We should be desiring to be a good tree. A good healthy tree. A good healthy tree has good healthy roots. Rooted in Jesus.When we go for a physical checkup, it's not just so we find out information. That information is supposed to tell us if we're doing okay or if we need to make some changes. And I really wantTo grow myself, I want to grow in my relationship with Christ. And I want every single one of you guys to grow too. I want us as Mizpah to grow as a community. Because if we don't grow, we're going to rot and smell and die.
成長していかなければ悪い匂いを発し最終的には死んでしまうんですね。お願いします。
Jesus, thank you so much.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you so much for your incredible love to us.
あなたの素晴らしいご愛を感謝します。
Thank you that checking ourselves, examining ourselves spiritually is not something that should be condemning us, God.
私たちが自分の霊的な健康診断をするときには、それは私たちが本当に叱られることでもありません。
But it's something to invite us back.It's something to invite us to turn again and face God and to live for you. So I thank you that you are our healer. I thank you that no matter how far we've wandered away, that it's never too far for your love to reach us.So Lord, I just pray. I pray that your love would touch us this morning. I pray that your love would invite us back to turn around from our problems and turn back to you.
障害から振り向いてただあなたに向かうことができるようにつけてください。
And that nothing would distract us.
そして私たちはとあなたの間に何も障害物がないようにまっすぐにあなたのところに行けるようにしてください。
We invite the worship team back. Let's just keep examining our hearts. Invite you to close your eyes and just have a time
to
pray to God.
神様に祈って自分の状況を説明していただきましょう。
Yes, you are in my life.
Jesus.